You're listening to this week's sermon from Saanich Baptist Church in Victoria. To watch the sermon online or for more resources, head to saanichbaptist.org. Have a great week.
And the reason Jesus came was to bring peace. I mean, you see that in kind of all the Christmas imageries, especially around the Nativity. This would be kind of a very stock image of the Nativity, right? You've seen something like this before. Hey, we have clip art at church, clip art. And it often looks like this when it comes around Christmas. Just this beautiful, serene scene. And totally wrong. Technically. First of all, I don't know what town this is, but if it's Bethlehem, they would have been in Bethlehem, right? Like, they wouldn't have been out in the fields, and I don't know what gates are holding in these animals, right? And the wise men, we don't know if there were three of them. There might have been three. They weren't there at that time. And Mary and Joseph just seem so serene, and the stable's so beautiful, but they didn't have wooden stables. Right? There wasn't a lot of wood. There isn't a lot of wood in the Middle East. And in fact, the animals were likely living with the people in their homes. And those homes would be made of stone, and they would be kept in the back so that they wouldn't get stolen, so that they would be cared for, and that they would provide warmth in the house. But normally people slept at the front of the house, a place that they called the inn. The inn is actually a part of their homes where people would gather and they would sleep. And because when you're traveling across country for the census in that day, they would have had been full of family. And my guess is that Mary and Joseph arrived late and there was no room for them on the floor in the front of the house. So they had to go to the back of the house where the animals were. And they laid baby Jesus in a manger made of stone, right? We're obsessed with wood, because we have lots of it, right? But in those days, it was mostly brick and mostly stone. Now that I've ruined nativity scenes for you for the rest of eternity, the spirit behind this is actually what really matters. We're kind of longing for that sense of peace. We're longing for that sense in a dark world for some sort of light, right? The dawn coming, the evidence that even though the world is dark, there is still light, there is still truth, there is still hope, and there's the possibility of peace. That's what we're all looking for at the Christmas season. It's often really hard to get. Our daughter, Bobby Grace, who many of you met, she's 20 years old. We adopted her when she was 2.5. She spent the first part of her life in the foster care system, and she had a relationship with her fraternal grandmother, but only temporarily. She was attached to her very strongly. We brought her home, and it's the craziest thing when you adopt a child, because you think it's just going to be this natural kind of loving, kind of easy progression. We're a loving family. She'll feel that in some way and totally adapt. And the complete opposite was what was true. And we were bringing her into a foreign environment, and the chaos around her and the grieving inside of her for a few weeks seemed like it sucked the life out of her. She was just in this kind of physical, emotional, and dare I say, spiritual tension. She didn't know where she was. She didn't know who she could trust. Everything was completely chaotic around her and troubling inside of her. And it was like her face was crestfallen. I don't know if you can picture that, but there were times where there was just no life behind her eyes. Slowly and graciously, that kind of left her, and she began to discover herself again and began to adapt. And even though the attachment process was not easy for us, she eventually did find a place in the family, and she's amazing. She's an amazing kid now. We never saw that look again, except every Christmas day, where the expectation and the pressure of trying to be in the moment was just too much for her. the chaos, the desires, all the wants, all the stimulation. It just seemed to put her in this tense place, right? I mentioned a couple weeks ago how we did Christmas big at our house, and some of you took that and you're like, what does he mean by big? And began asking our kids, like, really? Like, as though you're looking for permission. I don't, big was just us doing what we could. We just wanted to make it a big deal. And we have to stop every Christmas morning for about 10 years just to give Bobby a break, just to let her kind of settle in and find that peace again. The season is so demanding of peace, and it's so elusive to get. In the Bible, we're told that the sea, the picture of the ocean, represents chaos. And that seems to be kind of an apt imagery, doesn't it? I mean, you've seen the ocean. You've maybe even been in the ocean in a boat or swimming when the waves come up and you don't know which way you're going and you're just being tossed here and there. It's very chaotic. The earth, before it was created, the Bible says that it was formless and void, and that the Spirit hovered over the sea. I don't know if there was an actual sea, but we're given this picture of chaos, this formlessness, this void, this chaos, and the Spirit hovering until what happens? God said, let there be light. And the Spirit moved. And over the course of the next 7 days, order. Order happened, and then God filled the earth with its presence. And on that seventh day, so over the first 6 days, we want to be technical, right? Not too technical. That's a whole other sermon series. Okay. And at the end of it all, there was rest. There was peace. There was order. There was harmony. We know that the fall happened and chaos entered the world. That this destructive type of behavior was everywhere. The world that Jesus was born into, the sign of those times was that it was worldly chaotic. There was a narcissistic king. His name was Herod, but he was a puppet king for Caesar. And when Jesus was born into Bethlehem, Rome's fingerprints, Rome's oppressive presence was everywhere. And people were tense. They were on edge. There was no one that they could trust, their own leaders, the foreign